Hello?
Oh, hi, Joseph. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. So I was following up. I understand that you recently signed up and you were having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
I'm not having second thoughts. I want to cancel. I want you guys out of all of my accounts. I signed up with you guys, and I specifically asked what the service was for. The service was to make us more visible on Google so people in whatever zip codes I picked would see me on the very first page. As soon as you guys started getting into my accounts, we got frickin' unverified off of Google, and now you're telling us that we have to re-verify with Google. Well, I don't see what I'm paying you for then. I got a bunch of emails saying you optimized my Yelp, you optimized my Facebook page, but nothing has changed on any of the pages. So as far as I'm concerned, I wasted $400 with you guys. I'm not going to spend any more money. And I would like a refund or at least a partial refund since I have to re-verify myself on Google. So as far as I'm concerned, not only did you guys not help me, but you hurt me by taking my page off of Google.
Okay, so we didn't take your page off of Google for sure. Sometimes what happens is if you have a newly verified listing, Google will see some red flag and they'll want to have you re-verify it. That has nothing to do with you working with us. That would have happened regardless. I want to let you know that you're only 8 days in with us. So, you know, first page placement on Google industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So I asked the verification department prior to calling you if there was anything that we could do to kind of supersede that re-verification process. And they said, no, you know, once Google requested, it has to be done. But they may be able to get an override and request what's called a live video verification. And those are definitely more solid and they go through quickly. So the difference is the video verification that you probably
I know what it is because that's what we had to do last time. We had to do the live call with the live video because it took us 4 freaking months to get verified by Google.
Yeah. It's funny because we never know what throws the red flag with them, but sometimes when they request it, it's actually a good thing because what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So what happens is when Google requests a re-verification, all they're doing is solidifying that you're a valid business in the area so that you can get published on the first page. So like I said, it's actually very good that they're asking for that because at the end of the day, it protects you. So one thing I could do for you, Joseph, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And I know it's frustrating that you have to do that re-verification. So one thing I could do is apply an extra 2 weeks of service free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get Southtown's land service on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So let me see the calendar. With that 2 weeks, you would be paid in full all the way until July 23rd. So if come July 23rd, you're still not happy, no problem. You know, just call us a couple days ahead of time. We'll cancel it and you won't have any further charges. But I'm confident that you're going to see such a strong impact to your business that you're going to want to keep it because nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you wouldn't either. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just going to chat James. He's in the verification department and see if he could get the override to do the live video verification because he did tell me earlier that that was an option that he could request. So let me see. He put Google is asking for a video verification for re-verification. Let me know if the client would like to have live video verification turned on so I can get the ticket started. So, Let me ask him how long that takes. 1 second. Okay, so I'll give him a second to respond just so that he can get the message. And, I mean, does that sound like a fair resolution with the extra 2 weeks on the back end? You know, because that way at least you'll get some more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't even care about the 2 weeks. I didn't expect calls to come flooding in a minute after we started doing business with you. I didn't expect that at all. I knew it would take a while.
Right.
At the end of the day, what I paid for was to be more visible on Google, and I am no longer on Google, and that is the problem. Okay?
Understand. That's why I wanted to compensate you for that, because that would have happened anyway, but I do want to make things right with you and give you that extra time on the back end, because that way, if anybody's going to get that listing re-verified, it's going to be Local Splash, because we're a premier partner to Google. And what that means is that we actually have a support staff on site at Google. So let's say that you cancel this and you try to get re-verified on your own and you hit some type of a bump in the road. As you know, it's almost impossible to reach Google, you know, for support. And if you do, they're not very cooperative in helping you with things like this. So the nice thing about working with a premier partner is we have our own support staff. We can pick up the phone and call them, find out what the issue is, and get it quickly fixed and re-verified for you.
Mm-hmm. I want you guys, it said you optimized my Facebook page or whatever, and you optimized my Yelp and all that, and I haven't seen any changes to it. I don't want any changes made to any of those pages without prior authorization from one of the people that run my company. Because I seen some waiver or something saying you guys were going to put industry standard stock images in there and stuff like that. I don't want any of that crap going on. And
got
I don't
it.
Know if
yeah.
It, I don't
Thank
know if it has
that.
Happened or not already, but I already got a thing from Facebook saying that copyright images were found on my page, and the only things that have been found on my page were pictures I took myself.
Yes,
so
that's
I don't
a
want...
scam. I'll send you an email that says watch out for Facebook scams, because there's some – actually, they already sent it to you on June 12th. It's titled mm-hmm. Urgent, Protect Yourself from Facebook Scams. And it talks about that, these messages that you'll get saying that you're under copyright infringement and all that. They're just scams and you can ignore them. But
I know this.
yeah. But as far as stock photos, I wanted you to know that what that's applicable for is the website. So let's say that we built a site for you, and I see that you didn't have that included with the package. So is it my understanding that you're going to be using your own website, right? The Google site that
yeah.
you have.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So we don't touch that in any way, shape, or form. So you don't have to worry about that. But mm-hmm. let's say that we built a site for you. Our objective is going to be to get you up and running as quickly as possible. So of course, we're going to buy a domain, you know, in that situation, create a site, use stock images initially just so that we can launch the site. But
gotcha.
Our hope and our desire is that the business owner would actually send us their actual content, because anytime you have your actual content, you're obviously mm-hmm. going to get better results. And there's some people out there, believe it or not, Joseph, that tell us, we don't care, just put together something for us. We don't want to send you anything. And if that's the case, we can do it. But again, we always say you're going to get better results if you have your own content on there. So, you know, in that scenario, you know, if somebody sends us content after the fact, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package where they go in and remove the stock photos and put the actual photos on. But for you, you know, it's not applicable because you're using your business site through Google anyway. You know what I mean?
So none of that applies to me.
Exactly. That would only apply as if we would have gotten the website for you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have our own site.
Yeah.
That's really the only service I wanted from Local Splash was to be visible on Google. That's the only thing I want. The other stuff is irrelevant. as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, I understand. And you know what? That is the most important part of the puzzle because, you know, once you're ranking on the first page of Google, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right?
Yes.
So, of course, being on Yelp and Facebook and all the other directories, that's nice. But if you consider that and take all those sources and lump them into one category, they're only getting 13%, right? Where 87% hires off of Google. So that's where you're going to see that strong explosion of results is that once the, you know, page is not only re-verified, but also ranking on Google, which takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So that's all the work that our technicians do behind the scenes to actually get you ranking on the first page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when am I going to hear about the getting re-verified?
Oh, he replied. Let's see. It usually takes about 2 to 3 days for live video verification to be enabled. Okay. Great. Okay, so let me tell him to start that process. I think that that'll go much faster for you. So once we get the green light in 2 or 3 days, and I assume he's talking 2 or 3 business days, so I'm thinking we would probably hear back either by Friday or Monday. But once we get the green light from Google, we'll send you the video that says, you know, live video verification is available. And then you've already done it before, so you won't have a problem, but you could just follow the instructions on the video and just make sure that it gets uploaded. And, you know, I mean, that you get on that live call. I said uploaded thinking it's the regular video, but we're going to do the live video.
Okay.
Okay, I'm telling him, please start that process. Okay, great. So I sent that over to him, and I already applied your extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And do me a favor, too, Joe. Yes. I was just going to text you my direct line, so if you have any questions down the road, you can call me. But go ahead. What was your question?
The Google Verification Center, is that out of Texas?
No, actually, we're in California, and Google headquarters is also in California, Silicon Valley. So just be very, very careful. If somebody calls you and they say that they're with Google and they're at the headquarters in Texas, chances are that's also a scam call, right?
Yeah, so, I keep getting the same call from, I'm pretty sure, the same Indian or Arab guy, and he's like aggressively calling me, and he keeps claiming he's from Google and Google voice search, and he keeps trying to, it's the guy's like, every time he calls me, I have literally, that's why I'm so pissed off right now, because in the last 20 minutes he's called
me
four times. All right, so I apologize, I'm a little short with you, but I've been trying to work on the same thing for the last 2 hours, and my phone's rang every 5 minutes for the last 2 hours, so I'm just a little stressed out right now. But this guy's been calling me. Okay, he's literally called me twice since I've been on the phone with you.
Wow. Okay. So one thing is that when you signed up with us, we actually had you put a security question and answer on file, which was your first pet's name. The answer is Dixie. So if he calls you and says, I'm from Google Verification Department, say, okay, you know, do me a favor. Can you confirm the security question and answer that's on file? And if he can't, politely hang up the phone because then it's a scam, right? So that's one way to get rid of him. Another way to get rid of him is what you're doing. Let him call, blow up your phone for a couple of days. If you don't answer it, eventually he's going to stop calling, right?
Yeah. Over a month, though.
Oh, he has. Okay, so here's another thing is
I don't know what to do. I block the number and then it's a new number from Texas.
Oh my gosh. He's. So what some people do that have worked, and I recommend that you do this too, because I actually just texted you my direct line. You could also tell them, look, Tina is handling my Google listing. She's a premier partner to Google. You're going to have to call her. If they're a scam company, they're not going to call me, right? But it's also a good way to defer that information. Just say, I don't handle any of this. You know, just she handles it. You have to call her. So another red flag that you could be aware of, and please also call me if you get any suspicious calls and if you want to know if they're on the up and up or not. You know, I can advise you if you, you know, get one of those scammers. You already know that that one is, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen down the road. But another way for you to differentiate it is by someone asking you for more money. So this program, the Google listing, the Google page, the voice search, everything is already paid in full, right, until July 23rd because I pushed that billing out. So even if they call you and they say, hey, you have to pay us $5 for the voice activation or anything, don't do it because they're trying to get your credit card number because they're a scam and who knows what's going to happen once they get it. You know what I mean? So just be very careful. Even if they say you owe a dollar, same thing. Look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. Give them my number if they take it. But most often at that point, they're going to just hang up because they're not going to call me.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay, yep. And I'm so glad that we talked. So we have that live video verification already in process. James initiated that. So, and he's the best of the best. I've seen people have, you know, problems with re-verification and they couldn't get it done. And the minute James gets involved, it goes through smoothly. So, we'll send you that email in the next couple of days once the option becomes available. And in the meantime, you know, have a really great rest of your week too. And, you know, fingers crossed that you'll find a way to get rid of that guy in Texas because he sounds like he's very, very aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, yeah. So have you tried to redial the number or anything? I wonder if it's like even like a spoof number that you couldn't even get through on. I don't know. Does he give you a different number when he calls you or does he just call and hang up if you don't pick up?
Every time he calls me, I block the number he calls from. And then whether it be 2 minutes or an hour later, he calls me from a different number, usually out of Texas, but sometimes they're New York numbers. Sometimes they're from random states.
So what he's using those
calls
spoof
I get
numbers.
A day from people, huh? Yeah, I get it. I get how it all works.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't actually somebody from Google because we are trying to get re-verified. And the last time we did the live call, it was a Indian or Arab dude with a super heavy accent too. So I wanted to make sure I wasn't telling somebody from Google to freaking kick rocks, you know?
Yeah, no, that's not the case. No, that's definitely not the case. So, and again, you know, if it's legitimate, you could always ask them to secure, you know, the security question and answer on file. Because we're a premier partner to Google, our rep over there could send us a quick message, hey, what's the security question and answer, and we send it back to them. So, you know, that's a good way to just kind of safeguard yourself, just to be, you know, 100% positive if you ever have a doubt, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you. I applied that extra 2 weeks, so we'll get this done working together, and at the end of the day, you're going to absolutely love it. And even though the stock photo thing isn't applicable to you, I'll put a priority note on the account regarding the Facebook ads and the Yelp listings that, you know, if there's any revisions that are needed down the road, to just give you guys a call first before they do them, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.